I'll show you how to get into the past. In English, you may want to go into the past tense. I will show you how to dive into the past tense in Spanish, which means that if you want to say, I bought something, you can say, I have bought. So in using have, after have, you dive into the past. I have bought. And what you dive into after have, like I didn't buy, I have not bought. Did you buy? Have you bought? That past participle, what you dive into in Spanish, depending on what track, which track you're using, the R track or the other track. If it is the R track, but the R, AR verbs, you dive into ado. So, hablar becomes hablado.
Hablado.
Hablado. Yes. In English, too, you have I asked, an ED. I have asked. But in Spanish, the ED becomes an ado if it is the R verbs on the R track. And on the other track, it's ido. So, so salir becomes
salir ido.
No, just salido.
Oh, salido.
Salido. So comer would be
comido.
Comido. Vender.
Venido.
Venido would be venir. Vender.
Vender. Vendido.
Vendido. Comprar.
Comprado.
Comprado. Hablar.
Hablado.
Tomar.
Tomado.
Tomado. To live is vivir. V-I-V-I-R. Vivir. So, and lived would be
vivido.
Vivido, yes. Now, we have in Spanish two verbs for to be. Estar and ser. We also have two verbs for to have in Spanish. We've been using tener for to have, which is fine. But I just told you that I was going to show you how to dive into the past with any verb. I gave you the ado and the ido, that is the diving part. Now, the diving board is have. But they have in Spanish, we have a different verb for the diving board, have, from which you dive into the past. Then you don't use tener, but haber. The question is, what is I have, and so on? The answer is simple. I'd like to go back to the endings of the future tense. The future tense, I will, is re, and we will,
remos.
Ramos, and he will,
ra,
and they will,
run,
and you, Roberto, will,
ras.
Right. So we have re, ramos, ra, ran, and ras. Now, drop the R and or replace the R with an H, which is silent, and you will have for I,
e,
and for we,
hemos,
hemos, and for he,
a,
and for they,
an,
and for you, Roberto,
as,
us. So all you just did is just replace the R of will, re, remos, ra, with e, emos, a. The R replaced with an H, and that is have as a diving board, which is not just a coincidence, incidentally, because originally, when in the beginnings of the Spanish language, when they wanted to say, I will, so when they wanted to say, I will see it tomorrow, they would say, I to see have tomorrow. Yo, I, to see is bear, and I have is e, the H-E from that verb. So, ber e, then became contracted to bere. He will see, he to see has, ber a, became bera. We will see, ber emos, became beremos. That's why those two verbs became hooked up to one verb, to one form.